224 Valkyrie is a trainer this week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to the Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday our question comes from John, and John asks, 223 AI or regular Remington versus 224 Valkyrie in a bolt gun configuration for a PRS style training gun and also to introduce new shooters to the sport. I have a Zermatt Arms Origin and the tools to swap barrels, so I've been thinking about a more cost-effective way to practice and train. I know either way I need different mags and bolt head. Your thoughts on each, pros and cons. Thanks for the constant stream of quality information. Well, John, that's a really great question, and I checked real quick. We've done a couple of things on 224 Valkyrie, so I had to go back and look and make sure that I hadn't covered this exact topic before, but the rifle I am sitting in front of me here is the Ultimatum Deadline, and currently it is chambered in 223 Remington. It has a IBI carbon wrap barrel on it. We installed this barrel after SHOT Show. We have not gotten a ton of rounds downrange because of the whole coronavirus thing, closed our local range for quite a bit. So we're just now getting back into getting some rounds down range and getting some testing done with it. But putting this barrel on the Deadline that was previously chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor with a different bolt face on it reminded me absolutely how much fun a small cartridge like the 223 Remington can be in a precision rifle like this. It is just absolutely a gas to shoot the thing. It has hardly any recoil at all. And if you are shooting relatively inexpensive ammo, like you would be if you were getting younger shooters adept to the system, then you're talking about something around quarter to 30 cents a shot for factory ammunition. Say you're doing something like 55 grain American Eagle, then really you can get a new shooter on this gun and bang steel with it and really not be out a lot of money. And then you're also not spending a ton of time reloading. Now, if you decided to go that route with a 223 bolt gun, if you're intending to use it for a trainer and for a new shooter gun, then I would personally go with 223 Remington. That way I have the opportunity to shoot bulk ammo through it and not have to hand load. But if you fully intend to hand load everything that goes through it, then 223 AI would be the way to go. You get a little bit more performance in the bolt gun, and really you're talking about the same money for bullets and same money for powder. Now, when we talk about 223 Remington versus 224 Valkyrie in a bolt gun, the tables shift a little bit. I jumped on AmmoSeek just before I sat down and took a look at what some of the cheapest factory offerings are for 224 Valkyrie, and you're looking at about double what the cheap bulk factory offerings are for 223 Remington. The gap closes a little bit if we are looking at match ammunition in both of them, but in the bulk ammunition, 223 Remington is still the value leader on it. Now again, when we are talking about a trainer or a youth rifle, remember we don't need razor's edge performance. We want good accuracy, but we don't need the absolute best performing rifle we can get. We need something that is going to allow the shooter to work on the fundamentals, to work on positions, not get beat up by recoil, and have a good time shooting the rifle. So again, I think 223 Remington kind of takes the lead on that one. And again, depending on what barrel twist you set up, if you go with a really fast twist barrel, then you can shoot the big, long, heavy bullets. If you go with a slower twist barrel, then you're going to be into the bulk ammo and the varmint ammo a little bit more. It's going to be optimized for that. Again, I would sway towards the 223 Remington. I still have trouble seeing where the Valkyrie works well in a bolt gun. I think just when we're talking about bolt action rifles, the Valkyrie just kind of sits in this intermediate realm where it doesn't really do either end of the spectrum really well. It's not a real good cheap trainer. It's not a really good top-end performer. Again, remember the Valkyrie was really intended for semi-auto guns, AR-15 size envelopes, so that we can get the best performance we can out of that platform. When you go into bolt guns, now you're talking about much more magazine room, because most of the time we're talking about a short action that can take a 243 or a 6mm Creedmoor or something of that nature. And again, you don't get the cheap ammunition with the Valkyrie, so you might as well go with something like a 6 Creedmoor, because still with a youth shooter, you're going to be able to shoot that. The only drawback there, again, is barrel life. You're going to burn your barrel up quicker. 223 is going to give you better barrel life. It's going to give you better economy. It's going to give you a better recoil. And again, you're talking about the origin. You're talking about setting up in a switch barrel system, so there's really no reason not to go with the 223 Remington in my mind. That's the direction that I would go. So that is my quick answer to John's question. But again, as always, I want to hear what you guys have to say. If you were choosing 223 Remington or 224 Valkyrie for a trainer slash practice slash youth rifle, what would you go with and why? Please drop your comment in the comment section down below. If you guys have liked this video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you'd like to know how to support the content that you have grown to know and love, then please check us out over on Patreon. We would love to have your support. We're wrapping up a couple of other videos, mainly the Glock 44 video. I hope to have that up this week. And we just came back from the range working on a couple other things like the Badger Condition 1 mount. So hopefully I will have that video rolling out quickly on the heels as well. But until next time, get out and shoot.